Welcome to Veterinary Advice, Animal News, and Views, the place for pets and the people who love them.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Here are your hosts, practicing veterinarians Dr. Roger Welton and Dr. Karen Lewis.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Veterinary Advice, Animal News, and Views. I am one of your hosts, Dr. Roger Welton, coming to you with my co-host, who I haven't spoken to in a long time, Dr. Karen Lewis. Good evening, Karen.
Hi, doctor. Who are you? I don't know you. It's been so long. My God. Guys, we've been lame before. I think we set a new record for lameness this summer. I mean, Roger, you had some major reasons why you were unavailable for a while, and I'll give you a mulligan for that.
Well, this year's been tough on a lot of people. A lot of upheavals in people's lives. It's really weird. There's so many people that I know going through so much more than the virus. Of course, the virus has taken up so much of our lives and altered so much, but there's been a lot of life-changing stuff that have occurred to people. And in my case, I was going through a divorce earlier in the year, and it's final, and things are peaceful, and we're great, and we are in a good place. So don't worry about me, everybody. My kids are wonderful. I live a mile away from the original house, and the kids go back and forth, and all's amicable. We got to work all that stuff out, and that's what I've been working on for the last several months.
Ooh, Dr. Roger is now single. And I totally threw you under the bus, I just realized.
Yeah, wonder what the emails are going to look like now. So, speaking of emails, Dr. Karen, we got a good pithy one here from a lovely groomer. We love our groomers.
So it was episode suggestion, and we're always looking for those. And actually, we're going to tie in your suggestion. Her name's Paula. And we're going to tie in your suggestion to our episode today. So I'm going to quote just a part of her article. Her article, somebody, her email.
Yeah.
It's been too long. We're both delirious. So, okay.
Long day, Karen.
Oh, my. Don't even. It says, let's see. I recently found your podcast and I am hooked. My usual library is true crime, but I have been researching DCM and found the two of you. I'm so glad I did. The shows I've listened to so far have been on subjects near and dear to my heart, and I love the way you explain the information. As an aside, I love how her usual library is true crime. Like, what does that say about us?
You know? Yeah, right.
Anyway. I didn't see an episode on my suggestion, but forgive me if there is one and I missed it. As a groomer, my biggest pet peeve, pun intended, is the matted dog. I honestly think some of my clients think I'm just being lazy when I say I won't demat and want to shave a dog instead. I don't have to tell you what a miserable experience is for the dog to be dematted. And several years ago, I actually developed chronic tendonitis from it. I'm surprised you did it that long.
Yeah, seriously. I totally believe that.
Oh, God. If a client says no to shaving, I tell them I can't help them. We agree. No matter how much I explain the detriment to the dog, most people insist they don't want the hair cut. The biggest offenders are the doodle owners. They want their dog to look like Muppets, but don't want to do any home maintenance.
I love that.
I love the Muppets. I know. I'm like, that is true. What are your thoughts on this? And I think that's a good, well, I think it's very timely because with COVID here in Illinois and Missouri less so, but definitely in Illinois and you too in Florida, our groomers were shut down for 2 months. So we had some pretty janky looking dogs coming through.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the smell and the crusty hair around the eyes and some of the worst skin I've seen because of the lack of grooming and mats, by the way. So this is a very pertinent episode or email.
This episode, yeah.
Wow, we're out of touch.
Because we have so many, I have so many dogs. I mean, the thing is, it takes a while to become matted to the skin. Like I have thankfully in my clinic, I have like a amazing group of clients who they're like, my dog can't be groomed. I'm doing my best. They'd actually ask me for tips. I'm like, honey, I'm not a groomer. Trust me. You don't want me grooming your dog. The kids in the playground will make fun of them, you know, but at least in terms of staying healthy. But it's true though, that, I mean, some of these doodly things or these shih tzus or any of these dogs, I mean, if you want them to stay long, you have to get groomed on a regular basis, which okay, with COVID, that wasn't possible for a while there, but get, you know, it, there's a lot to be said for getting your dog used to being brushed and combed and maintained and having them learn to like it and not have it be a, I mean, you're allowed to dread it, but your dog shouldn't dread it. I would dread it. But you saw some hot messes too, Roger, didn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And my ex, actually, her sister's a master groomer. Like, she's a very serious groomer. She travels all over the country doing competitions with her Airedales. She does these amazing grooming techniques, and that's one of her biggest complaints. I think it's probably a common complaint. You know, groomers generally love dogs, and they don't want to torture them to make them look pretty. So it makes perfect sense that it's horrible for the dog, and it's like, you know, we were kind of chatting in pre-show that it's kind of like, Karen, when we want to run some diagnostics and they're like, why, you know, can't you just give them a shot? You know, because I just magically know what's wrong with the dog, and of course there's a shot for that. You know, so it reminds me of that a little bit. It's a shortcut. It's wanting something that's kind of ridiculous. It's magic wand syndrome. We're not magicians. Groomers are not magicians, right?
Yeah. Well, no, and de-madding, I didn't even know that was a thing, to be honest. I've just always, and I have people who, like, they'll have this old cat who doesn't groom itself anymore and gets really mad into the skin, and I'll shave it down, and they're just like, the cat looks completely ridiculous because it's a veterinarian who just shaved your cat. I mean, it's comical. But they're like, oh my God, I don't care because she feels so much better, I can tell. Oh my God. So don't go for looks. You know what? Hair grows. So you know what? Even if your dog gets shaved, yeah, it's going to look janky for a while, but it'll grow. He'll be cute again. And use this to start brushing and combing on a regular basis. And ask your groomer, hey, what is your favorite tool that you recommend for my particular breed? You know, they're going to know, trust me, they're very good at this. They'll say, oh, this brush, this glove, this Zoom groom, there's so many things out there. Mm-hmm. Ask them, and you can ask your vet too, but honestly, I'll be like, ask your groomer. I just fix the hot messes, you know.
Yeah. Totally. And I'd like to just add, you know, next time you see your groomer, thank them more than you do, because that is hard work. It is, I don't know how they do it, but they have the patience of a saint, and how they love their jobs as much as they do is beyond me. But they get bit, they get scratched, they get peed on, they get pooped on, they get bitten, they get scratched, and they do it with a smile and with patience most of the time, and so that's pretty amazing. So thank you for taking the time to email. I will be reaching out to you to contact you to send you a free book. That's still a thing, Karen. Anybody who wants a free book, you may still get one if your email is selected to be aired.
Wow. Is it sad that I forgot you had a book? That's how our crazy life has been. So I'll segue into the other part of this, which I know everybody's so sick of talking about COVID, but we thought a good thing to discuss, because it seems to be a nationwide trend, is why are veterinary clinics so freaking balls to the wall, blow your mind, crazy busy, like everywhere. The emergency rooms are swamped. I'm talking like 5-hour waits in the parking lot. That's what we have here. There's a few clinics in our area, but the majority are not accepting new patients because we're so slammed with the ones we have. We're only taking new patients that are either acupuncture, because I'm the only one that can help them, or like personal referrals, like, hey, this is my mom and I've been a client for, you know, I have to know somebody. But we turn, like, my little tiny clinic turns away 5 or 6 patients a day because we're like, well, yeah, we could get to you in 3 weeks, but if your dog's been vomiting every hour, you don't need to wait that long. So, sure. And Roger, you have 2 practices. Tell me how crazy busy and suicidal you guys are.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a tale of 2 practices. So I have the one I call the mothership, which is the bigger one in a community called Melbourne, which is, you know, kind of like a mini metropolis near the beach. That one, yeah, it's exactly as you're describing. Luckily, we overhire technicians so that we can saturate our doctors with cases and run workups, and we're just insane. But we're reaching a point where we're needing to triage and even say no sometimes. And, you know, like we always say, like, in the veterinary industry, as far as marketing is concerned, you know, there's a lot of good doctors, there's a lot of good technicians, there's a lot of good clinics in general, right? But, you know, what makes you stand out? What's your quote-unquote unique? Well, the Maybeck unique, Maybeck Animal Hospital, is we don't turn anyone away. We will take walk-ins. We will see anything we need to, and that's we're really pushing our limit. We've grown 12% this year through COVID, which is insane. Now, my other clinic is a little different. So we're going down south a bit in a town called Grant. It's this sleepy little community right on US 1 on the Intracoastal. And that is a high risk, more of a retiree type area. So there's a lot of those little like they call them mobile home, quote unquote, resorts. They're very nice. They're very quaint. People sell all their possessions up north, a lot of them. They come down and they set up shop in communities like Barefoot Bay, where they got their own little grocery, their own little golf course. And it's the cutest little thing. But a lot of them, those are my clients. So that one actually did slow a little at first because these people didn't want to come out of the house. Because they're, you know, they're all retirees, baby boomers, but even they're like, screw it. I can't take this anymore. And so, yeah, same thing. Busy as ever, if not busier. It's crazy. And of course, everything's being done curbside. Why don't you talk about that?
Oh yeah. So, every clinic pretty much is curbside except us. So we're a weird practice because we have two things. We do house calls, which we're still doing. And we have their brick and mortar clinic. And because I didn't know this, but apparently my clinic was built for a pandemic. You don't know that until a pandemic comes. And you're like, well, that works out well. So we have these huge, massive exam rooms. Like one of them, we're 14 feet apart from each other. Like if I sit on one couch and they're on the other chair, we're 14 feet apart.
That's so amazing. Wow.
Talk about, yeah. I'm like, so we can do this. And so, of course, everybody has to wear a mask. But, my technicians, because I ask them, because like I'm not like, you know, the princess sitting inside while they all get exposed. That's not how this works. We're all equals here. So we all got together and I said, okay, guys, because we did curbside for a while because we're in Illinois and the governor kind of mandated no one could be in any building or anything. So we said, okay. And my techs were like, we hate curbside. We are getting more exposed because no one wears a mask in their car. We're crawling in these cars, getting these dogs out while they turn around and talk to us, you know, and they're like, this is horrible. If they come in the clinic, they're wearing a mask, we're 14 feet away, you know, as opposed to being in the back seat of their car. And I was like, well, then whatever you guys want to do, that's what we're going to do. So it's actually worked really well because when we were curbside, I don't know about you, but dogs hated it. Cats hated it. I mean, they were just like, where's my owner? So then we started doing Zoom meetings where we would have the owner right there on the screen and they could watch everything we did for every appointment. Which was kind of confusing for some dogs, and some dogs didn't care. And so a lot of people ask us, well, now that we're all coming in, but we're wearing masks, how does that go? And I'll be curious what you're seeing. But what I've discovered about pets and us wearing masks is, well, first of all, cats couldn't give two flips about any of us. We could wear a mask. I could be naked. I could be in a spacesuit. They would notice. They don't care because they're cats and they just don't care about us at all. And dogs, the mask, they're like, oh, I don't know. I have had my mask covered in peanut butter, covered in cheese, because we're giving it to the dog and then they lick me. We've all decided that our eyes are getting licked a lot more because they want to lick us and the mask dries out their tongue, I guess. So now we're like, do we need to wear glasses to hide from the eye licks? Now we're going to get some weird eye infection from all the eye kisses. So anyway, at first dogs thought the mask was kind of weird. And now the dogs are like, whatever, I'll look around it. So I don't know. What are you? Well, you're doing curbside too, but you guys are wearing masks inside and they're away from the owner.
Yeah, so we don't have the luxury in either clinic, unfortunately, of having, you know, 100 square foot exam rooms like you have. That's a nice gift. So yeah, we have no opportunity whatsoever to social distance in our exam rooms. Even more so in the Grant Clinic, to the one to the south. These rooms are literally like, I think like 8x5 or something. They're just so tiny. Yeah, we have to flip down tables to mm-hmm. create space. It's a smaller clinic. So everything's curbside. Technicians are getting a lot of steps in. It's very hot here in Florida.
Oh, true.
Yeah. And anybody in a warm climate or anyhow, it's summer everywhere. It's hot in Illinois too, I'm sure.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Be quick and to the point with your histories for these techs because they're sitting there sweating and it's running down their foreheads and you could see the sweat coming through their scrubs and their people are just taking their time. And oh, and then there's this, and then there's this. Like, come on, quick it to the point, please, please. Everything's done in the exam room. The veterinarian examines the pet. We put together a treatment plan and diagnostic plan. The veterinarian does come out and speak to the owner, you know, reasonably distance away. We're not sticking our heads in cars. And for euthanasias, we actually have canopies and these really nice makeshift benches set up outside so the owner can actually be present with the pet while we do it off to the side so other people in the parking lot aren't witnessing it. And that's working out pretty well too. They just have to wear a mask is the rule there. So it's more work, it's hot, but again, like you said, like we're crazy, crazy busy. And so I'd like to get to the crux of why is that the case? Like
Yeah. And
why
there's a
is it
lot of
suddenly?
factors. Because I was thinking, I'm like, okay, what has changed and why me?
Right. Why me? Why is my industry so insane right now?
where we go. So, well, I think one of the things is, and I'm sure you saw this too, but when everybody was, well, we in Illinois, we were under a shelter in place order where you were pretty much not supposed to go anywhere except the grocery store or something, you know. And so all of the shelters were like, please foster, please whatever, so we can clear the shelter, not have staff come to the shelter to, you know, maintain the pets. And everybody's like, well, I'm home all day, sure. And so everybody adopted a dog or a cat or fostered a dog or fostered a cat. So now pet ownership, I don't know what there's any data, but pet ownership has gone up by a mad percentage. And so now there's just
Exploded.
that many more people, and a lot of them are first time pet owners, or maybe they were thinking about getting a pet, but this was, you know, so a lot of my clients that I see are, they might have lost a pet, were thinking about getting one maybe, and then this was just kind of like the kick in the pants they needed, you know, to get the other pet. So that's one big reason I saw. What's another big reason that you've noticed?
Biggest one for me, and I agree with you, pet ownership has exploded, and the second dog or the second cat, people have taken the leap. I know a couple that added two more Labradors to the two they already had. Labrador puppies, like you need that in your life right now. But at any rate, there's that. But I think honestly, here we have a lot of defense and engineering. So you have companies like Northrop Grumman and Boeing and like that. I could keep naming, but there's a gazillion of them, and those people are very effective at working from home. And I think just being home and paying attention is one of the biggest things. They're noticing more stuff because the hustle and bustle and rat race of life that doesn't have them paying attention to their pet, they're seeing, wait a second, that's not normal, that's not right. And I almost feel so sorry for, not almost, I feel so sorry for some of these pets that the owners are good people. They're good, responsible pet owners, but they just didn't notice. I had a patient who had urinary tract signs. The owner puts the dog out. They're not in a hurry. They're home all day, so they're putting the dog in and out all day. Oh, my female, she kind of squats, you know, four or five times in a row when she goes out. I guess I've seen her do that before, but is that normal? No. Females don't do that. Bring her down. Raging urinary tract infection. Oh, wow. I think this has been going on for like over a year. Can you imagine having a UTI for over a year? Urinary
Oh
tract
my.
infection?
Now I'd kill myself. It'd be
Like
done. Yeah.
stuff like it's just sitting there like, is it possible or plausible that this dog has had a urinary tract infection? So I actually asked the owner, I said, can you give me some follow-up? Call me in a week and let me know if this resolves. Sure as heck it did. And so, you know, dogs don't do stuff just to do it, right? There's a reason. Anyway, so that's one big thing that I'm seeing is people
And your
notice.
dog isn't walking on three legs because it's trying a new look. I love that.
Oh,
He's
yeah.
holding his leg up, but he's not in pain. I'm like, why
Right.
do you think he's holding his leg up?
That's, yeah. You know, I specialize in knees, right? So I get that all the time. They
God.
get a muscle atrophied leg from disuse. It's just, you know, they're barely using it. It's like grade 4 out of 5 lameness. And I'm like, you really should repair this. You got bone on bone contact at this point because of this ACL tear. And they're like, oh, really? He doesn't seem painful.
I know. I'm like, it's not a good look for him.
Yeah,
No.
right. So
So,
that's a whole other topic. But
no, but.
yeah. So I think people noticing. And then here, legit, I don't know if it's happening with you, but we have legitimate client or clinics that have shut down for 2 to 3 weeks because of COVID
Move it.
outbreaks in their
Yep.
hospital.
So and then you get all the overflow.
You get all the overflow, yeah. So there's that. I think those are the main reasons.
I've noticed, so I think people have more disposable income because when you can't go to the movie, when you can't go out to eat, when you can't go to Disney World on vacation, when you can't do all these things, you're like, I've had a lot of people who are like, you know what? My dog's been overdue for shots for 6 months. Let's get it done now. You know, I'm off work or, you know. And we used to do one Saturday a month, and now we do zero Saturdays because with everybody working from home or whatever, we can just get to them, either a house call or they can come to the clinic, whatever. You know, it's just easier. So,
isn't that nice? No Saturdays.
Well, I mean, I'm still working. I'm just not actually seeing patients, but you know how it is. But it's great. My staff love it. Mm-hmm. But so, yes, I've noticed that too, that people are, they're just more, instead of being like, oh my God, when do I have time to get to the vet? They're like, well, I do have time, so I can get to the vet, you know?
Right.
So, and the other thing I've learned, and tell me if you've noticed this, Roger, with the shelter in place, with the kids being home, well, I actually made a face. I don't know if anybody follows me on Facebook, but I put it on my practice page where it was a cat saying, okay, we've been patient. We thought the kids were going to go to school, and now we realize they're not, and we've discovered it's Big Dog that is behind this, you know. But
that's great.
Because that's the only. But anyway, we have seen so many cats with stress-related medical issues, urinary issues,
tons of
idiopathic cystitis. Yes. So basically, cats hate us, is what it comes down to.
Yes. Yes, they absolutely do. They it's proven. It's now proven. COVID proved that cats really resent our presence.
Yes. And like, they want us there in small doses, and they're like, "You seriously need to go from whence you came, because." Right.
How about small doses? Let's go back to small doses. That was much better. And so I would like to just, you know, before we part here, we're getting a little tight on time, but I'd like to just, like I said, you know, when I say thank your groomer, because your groomer works her butt off, I would say he, but I've never met a male groomer for some reason. I don't know if they exist. If I'm slighting any male groomers out there, my apologies.
If they do exist, then they're good.
Yeah, I'm sure they're wonderful. But, thank your technicians. I mean, my technicians have not worked this hard ever in their careers. They do it with a smile. They do it because they're doing the right thing. They're proud of what they do, and they're sucking it up because they're vet techs, and in my opinion, are the toughest, hardest working people on this planet.
Oh my God. I have to say, so when we had the new curbside in the spring, it was also the rainiest spring on record. So my techs chipped into a fund. They wanted to buy those umbrella hats, you know, because so curbside in a downpour, like just nice. Imagine what that's like. I mean,
right.
It was, oh my God. They were such good. And honestly, you know what? Because I'm a weird boss. I did curbside with them. So I'd be the one going out and bringing the animal in because I didn't want to dump. I'm like, here, you give your bra a chance to dry. I'll go out and get this one, you know, because we were like soaked all the time. But no, it's true though. I mean, they oh my God. And anybody who works in an emergency clinic, they are dying because guess what? These dogs who are vomiting every hour and I'm like, I honestly can't get you in. That's where they all end up is the emergency clinic. And my friends who work emergency are like, I'm at the end of my rope. So if you're ever in an emergency clinic, you probably aren't going to get the level of care that you want, but they're doing their best because they literally have 25 balls in the air and they're all on fire. Right. And they're trying to just, you know, do everything they can. So, but, oh, and one thing I wanted to say too before we go is with all of us being home more, thing to note, when everybody goes back, whenever that happens, to work or school or whatever, we're going to have some dogs who are very, very used to us being home all the time and get ready for the separation anxiety.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So as that gets closer, we'll probably do a whole another episode on how to have your dog not be a horrible separation anxiety dog that you come home and he's broken off all of his teeth and is a big bloody mess and you have a hole in your drywall, and because all these things are real, because I've seen them. So
yeah, that's a great point, and that is a whole wonderful episode. I know you're very into behavior. Maybe you'll teach me a thing or two, because one of the most frustrating things that I deal with is anxieties in general. And we're not going to open that Pandora's box just yet, but definitely another episode for the future.
Thing just to be aware of, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. But. Well, lovely to reconnect with you. We're going to, you know, the dust is settling from a lot of various things I've been through this year. And Dr. Karen, I hope that the dust is settling for you as well. So we're going to make a commitment to doing this more regularly.
You say that all the time. Let's see if we actually can do it.
But, we're gonna do it. I'm gonna text you every day.
And I have a stalker. Okay. Yeah.
That's right. So good evening, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Nice to talk to you again. Stay safe and be well.
Thanks, guys.
Taking charge of your future starts with taking the first steps. And saving up to $30 a month on Cox Internet with the Affordable Connectivity Program makes those steps easy to take. Whether they bring you to click upload on your first short film or join now for an online book club. Applying is easy. See if you qualify at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.